Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on the necessity of jihad and also the virtues of striving morning and evening out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we bring the various virtues currently with regards to a person striving out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We find that our deen is very, very beautiful. That if a person can't do something, he would like to do some good action, but he is unable to do it for whatever reason. Sometimes there's an obstruction from the side of the government or from the side of those oppressors, or sometimes there's an obstruction from the side of his health. In other words, from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, restrictions put upon him from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but for whatever reason, he can't do some good action that he would like to do. So this person intends in his heart that, oh Allah, if I could do this good action, I would have done it. Now this is the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will reward that person because of his intention. So outwardly he couldn't, he didn't have that physical strength, his health wasn't good. But he had it in his heart that, oh Allah, if I had that opportunity, if I had that health, I had that strength, I had that capability, I would have done a certain good action. Allah Ta'ala will give him the full reward of doing that action. This is the clemency and the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore a believer never ever loses hope. Even if a person gets sick, a person doesn't think to himself, oh, I lost that opportunity of going to the masjid. I lost that opportunity of doing all these good actions that I used to do before because of my health. I can't fast like how I used to fast. I can't wake up for tahajjud and I can't read long rakats. I can't stand and read my salah. Those thoughts don't come in a person's mind. First thing he does is, radina billahi rabba. I'm happy with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as my Allah. In other words, I'm happy with the condition that Allah ta'ala has sent down on me. I'm happy with the ahkam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm happy with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as my Nabi. And I'm happy with every single thing of the Islami deena, everything that Islam has imposed upon me. I'm very, very happy with it. So even in this condition also, I'm happy. So one of the things that we learn in today's hadith is, that, or when we bring today's hadith is, where a person, he has it in his heart to do a good action, Allah Ta'ala will reward him accordingly. So therefore a Muslim never ever loses hope. He's always happy with the condition that Allah Ta'ala has placed him in. So today's first hadith. وعن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما من عبد يصوم يوما في سبيل الله إلا باعد الله بذلك اليوم وجهه عن النار 70 خريفا متفق عليه. حضرت أبو سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, when a servant fasts for one day in the path of Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala separates him by 70 years from the fire of Jahannam on account of that day. So here you find two good actions are coupled. One is a person is out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The other is whilst he's out, he's fasting. So two good actions are coupled. Here what happens? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of this, Allah separates him by 70 years from the fire of Jahannam for that one day of fast out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ulama explain that where a person experiences weakness whilst fasting in the path of Allah, then it's better for him not to fast. Because here he's doing a good action, and now by him doing another action like fasting, it's going to impede that good action that he's doing. So for you it is better that you don't fast whilst out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Similarly, for example, a person is gone out for Umrah, he's gone out for Hajj, he's out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in Jamaat for example, a person is gone out. Now you'll find that if he keeps this fast, it's going to impede his good actions that he'll be doing out, or he may affect the other people that's around with him because now of his ability that he can only do so limited work that he can do, it will affect the others. So better thing for him to do is not to fast. Or for example, a person wants to keep Nafil fast, he's at home also, this is a different example, a person is at home and he wants to keep Nafil fast, but by him keeping Nafil fast, he can't work at work the way he's expected to work, the way his boss expects him to work, what is expected of a normal laborer, a normal worker to do, he won't be able to do like that. Then the better thing for him to do is do his work properly. Or he gets permission from his boss, his employer, I want to fast on these days, will you allow me to fast? Then if he gets permission, then there is no harm. But where a person now is going to take away from someone else's time, he's going to take away someone else's work, then the right thing for him to do is sacrifice that Nafil fast. If he can do it, alhamdulillah, all the good. But if he can't do it, then the right thing is he doesn't keep that fast on that occasion. عن أبي أمامة رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال من صام يوما في سبيل الله جعل الله بينه وبين النار خندقا كما بين السماء والأرض رواه الترمذي. حضرت أبو أمامة رضي الله عنه narrated رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said one who fasts for one day in the path of Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala places between him and the fire of Jahannam a trench that is wide as the distance between the heavens and the earth. So much, so far Allah Ta'ala separates him from the fire of Jahannam. Why? Because he's fasting for one day in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, here the thought may come to our minds that a person, for example, is not well, a person doesn't have the ability, a person can't fight out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he can't strive in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That thought may come into his mind. This is the beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hadith, the beauty of the teaching of Islam, is that we are taught, don't ever lose hope. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من مات ولم يغزو ولم يحدث نفسه بالغزو مات على شعبة من النفاق رواه مسلم. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrates رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said one who passes away without going for jihad and without even having the thought of going out for jihad, then he passes away with a trait of hypocrisy. Jihad, as we explained, is such a great thing, such a great element in our deen, such a great part of our deen, that it keeps away all unnecessary, all unwanted effects coming into Islam, coming onto the Muslims. It is a barrier, it is a form of defense for Islam and the Muslims. It is a very important aspect of our deen. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to highlight it is telling us that one who passes away without going out for jihad, first part, and without even having the thought of going out for jihad, then he passes away with the trait of nifaq, trait of hypocrisy. Allama Qurtubi rahmatullahi alayhi stated something very nicely. If a person is not able to do any righteous action, then he should make a determined intention to perform it when he has the ability in the future. This will serve as a substitute for his action. I can't do it, but I make that niyat to Allah. If I have that ability, if you grant me that ability, I will do it. So this intention now becomes a substitute for that action. And if that action is non-existent within him, inwardly and outwardly, in other words, this person can't do it, but he doesn't even have that intention in his heart, that if I had that ability, that capability, I would have done it. So he's not doing it outwardly, physically he's not doing it, nor does he have that intention. So a person doesn't have this action, it's non-existent inwardly and it's non-existent outwardly. He doesn't even have that intention. Then what he explains from this hadith, then it is a trait of hypocrisy. Who does not do a righteous action, nor does he intend doing it. This applies particularly in jihad, through which Allah Ta'ala honors Islam and makes it triumph over all religions. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wassalamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.